Hello and welcome to Healing From Within. I am your host, Cheryl Glick, author of The Living Spirit, Answers for Healing and Infinite Love, a tale of awakening through self-investigation and self-mastery of emotions, also spiritual communication, miracles, and a guide to inner soul growth. It is my pleasure today to welcome Dr. John Gray, author of Beyond Mars and Venus, a 21st century update on the changes in gender roles and why, in the end, men are still men and women are still women. Hello, John, and thank you for joining us on Healing From Within.
Well, thank you. That was a great little summary of my new book. You know, today there's a lot of confusion about what is masculine, what is feminine, and our bodies tell the truth. You know, a woman can be like a man can be like a woman. We now know that's the case. The brain is very, very plastic, so to speak. It adjusts according to the circumstance. But what doesn't adjust is for well-being and happiness, we need to make sure that we have relationships that support a biological hormone balance, which is correct for men and for women. You know, in a world where there's what's real, what's not, it's like everybody has their point of view. The biology is still evolved over millions of years, and men require at least 10 to 20 times more of the hormone testosterone. Women require at least 10 to 20 times more than a man of estrogen. And when these hormones go out of balance, we get sick, we get moody, we get stressed, we get depressed, we have low energy. And so many of the problems today are actually the result of imbalance and lack of love and support that helps us maintain the right hormone balance in our bodies. And that's what inner healing is all about. So
yes,
I love doing your show.
Oh, that's great. And, you know, during these modern times, many people have questions about who they are and what life is really about. And our ability to communicate effectively is so very important. Now, men and women are finding communication, like love and compassion, are the only way to expand knowing ourselves and our partners and finding joy and greater prosperity. So it boils down to knowing yourself first and loving yourself first before you can create a loving, functional relationship with someone else. Now, John, as listeners from Healing From Within well know, my guests and I share our intimate experiences, our successes, failures, and our search into the mysteries of relationships. And in the process, we often discover we are much more than our physical life and have many spiritual gifts that can help us find happiness, prosperity, and a way to improve ourselves and our relationships. In today's episode, Dr. John Gray, who is a well-known relationship expert in the world, will share with us how couples may communicate and even learn to speak each other's language. We will discuss the changes in gender role and how to basically respect and honor our uniqueness as both men and women and as energy souls. John, I always love to ask my guests to think back to their childhood and remember either a person, place, or event that may have shown them the interest or lifestyle that waited for them in adulthood, because I believe we're born with an imprint or itinerary for a life that will be filled with the people and experiences that can only help us fulfill our destiny and spiritual growth. So think back for a minute.
I think the most powerful for me is the presence of my mother, who literally was a very, very happy and fulfilled person. And I got to see both a man and a woman as a child growing up, assuming this was just normal to have my parents love each other and have a happy life. You know, we had one of these ideal lives. You know, I'm not one of the people who say, you know, I've suffered in life and I'm, you know, my parents had problems and I had problems and I still have problems and, you know, but I can tell you my point of view and what I think. You know, for me, I'm teaching what works for me and my life, and I found that when people learn what I'm teaching, it will work for them. It's not that just, you know, my way works for me, but actually vitamin C works for everybody.
Absolutely.
There are certain things that are not like everybody to their own, and I've got mine, you do yours. No, I mean, there's certain things I've seen with now hundreds of clients, thousands, of course, millions of people around the world. When they get my insights, they go, wow, my life has become better. And if you could, you asked me to look back in my childhood, in my past, what was the most influential thing that guided me in my life is the amount of love that I received, which I received a kind of appreciation for what I do, and it was always good enough. I was never punished as a child. You know, when I was growing up, my four older brothers were punished for things, and my parents realized that punishment didn't work.
No.
It just didn't make sense. They were evolved enough to know that if somebody does something bad, you don't have to punish them in order for them to know what they did was bad. You can communicate with them. But they had the old parenting skills that so many people have, which is, you know, we're all faced with that because we have, our brain is not just human. Our brain is monkey and reptilian. We can see this now. Science says the DNA in our fight or flight center is like a reptile. And the emotional part of the brain, which is most of the brain, this limbic system of the brain, is the same as a monkey's. And really the only part of our brain which is where we can heal ourselves from and become all that we aspire to be is the front part of our brain called prefrontal cortex. And so if your parents are living in the prefrontal cortex most of the time, meaning they're not, you know, seeking revenge, they're not punishing, they're not getting angry, they're not trying to control and manipulate, they're holding grudges and all these kinds of things, withholding love, that's all monkey brain. But if your parent actually can give this unconditional love, that's they're using their front part of the brain. Then the front part of the brain actually develops more and can now self-reflect on all the millions of years of conditioning in the monkey brain for us to react in certain ways. I still have those reactions inside. You know, somebody's suing me for $1 million and a part of me wants to, you know, seek revenge.
Yes.
This is someone I hired and took care of and whatever, and then, you know, decided, met a lawyer who said they could, you know, do some frivolous claim against me. So I have to go through all the trouble of court cases and all that. And, of course, I'll win. It's a frivolous claim. They just think I'm going to settle out of court. And this is what people do, you know. The legal system is so corrupt in our country where people with frivolous lawsuits left and right.
Oh, so, really? You know, yes. You know, yeah.
I just have to, you know, deal with that with forgiveness. But forgiveness, what does it mean? Most people don't know. It means I don't seek revenge. I don't seek to hurt them. I'm not going to sue back. You know, my monkey brain wants to sue the lawyers for, you know, encouraging to have a frivolous brain, to have a frivolous lawsuit. These sort of crazy things that go on, the jealousies and all this is the world we live in. We have to get that even the most successful, brilliant, creative, loving people today are getting divorces. Their children don't talk to them. They get sick with cancer. They have all kinds of problems, you know, that we now know all stem on an emotional level. People need self-healing. People need to take responsibility for their happiness and not blame other people for their dissatisfaction. I learned that from my mother. My mother gave me the message that through her, not even so much for words, although the words are there as well, but I watched her growing up. I just saw, here's a woman who could flow through life, not wanting to punish, not seeking revenge. And a part of parents, a part of what we learn is parents actually think they're loving their children and giving their children the best when they punish them and get mad and yell at their children because they don't know any other way to create cooperation and help their children be the best that they can be. They really don't know. We live
well,
in a world of monkey knowledge.
Yes, that. Thank you very much for telling that story because you had a wonderful beginning and family life and love. And you just hit on the key to what all our parents listening today should want to focus on, allowing their children to express their own need and with acceptance and understanding and communication get to their feelings, because we can't make our children little replicas of ourselves. That's not what life is about. A life is
actually,
about...
Actually, we don't want them to be replicas of ourselves.
Of We're course not.
We want our children to be better. We want our children to be happy.
Absolutely.
Successful. And every parent wants that. But
they just don't know how to do
yourself,
it. They just,
yeah,
many...
They just don't know how to do it.
Don't
Absolutely.
Know
That's why we need education on these new ideas to change the world. These are really revolutionary concepts to put into action, and it all comes from not punishing, not seeking revenge, not holding on to resentment. So many couples, when I marriage counseling, when I do this whole thing with people, they have resentment. They feel justified and not loving. They say, well, my partner doesn't do this, and therefore I cannot love them. And I go, your partner does not control your ability to find love. And what is love? Well, I had an example of what love is. Love doesn't mean that I agree with what people say or do.
Right.
Like, for example, these people are suing me. I'm not going to just give them my money, roll over, and do that. I have to go through the process of defending myself, but not seeking their revenge, not seeking to punish, not thinking of them and hating them. You know, it's about learning what is forgiveness. You know, I've had so many situations where people in this world, betrayed me, they've stolen from me, they've defrauded me. You know, when you have a lot of money and you're busy all the time trying to help people, you don't have time to look over your money. $5 million was stolen from me from one lawyer who was taking care of my money. Another person sold me an island and sold it to 10 other people and lost $3 million. Do I have time to hold on to these resentments and whatever? No, I wish them well, I go away, but I learned my lesson to be more careful. Because believe, not everybody's as trustworthy as me. Because when you're trustworthy and you're loving, you just assume other people will be that way. But many people, many, many people are not. They'll take advantage of you. They'll hurt you. They'll steal from you. They'll lie from you. That's the world we live in. And yet there's so many more people in my life that don't do that. And that's
Absolutely.
What we have to keep focusing on is the good. And in our marriages, we look at one thing our partner does wrong, another thing our partner does wrong, instead of looking at, well, look at all the good that they do. People are not perfect, and what people need is help to feel loved, that they do their best, it's good enough. But my job is not to love the people who are suing me in terms of being their parent and taking care of them. I have my children. I have my grandchildren. I'm not responsible for them.
You don't have to love them. But you have to understand.
I don't love them the way I love my children, but I can wish them well and,
yes,
have, and
that's
hope that
it.
They find their way. That's love as well. But love
yes.
is more, you know, you when you love, doesn't mean you give everybody everything you want, everything they want. You have
no.
to learn to take care of yourself, too, and your own priorities, but wish well for others. That's what love is as well.
Absolutely. So let's go on to, what was the reason you wrote your first book, Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus? And I think it has to do with another life experience that you had that taught you a great deal about this new book that you just wrote. About
well, first
the
of
difference.
All, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus, I wrote that 25 years ago. I've been teaching it for 35 years. And the reason I focus on that, it's a piece of information that's new and it's missing, although it's common sense. Once I point it out to people, there's no question about its validity and its universal application. And people are suffering, and they often think they're suffering because their way is right. Well, any person that I teach in the prisons. They all think they're right. You know, no. If you're suffering, something's wrong in your thinking. You need to adjust your thinking. And that's what I found in my work, is that if I could help women understand men are different in a positive way and women are different, but understand those differences in a positive way so we're not judgmental, then our love can grow. But it's this criticism, it's this judgmentalness, it's wanting to change. And all of this came about big time as an evolutionary shift on the planet, where suddenly we realize we can be more than just the stereotypical roles that men had of sacrificing their life for the family, going into the coal mines, working all day long, not getting any sort of happiness and fulfillment except taking care of their families, which was a source of love for them. And women could spend their day, you know, cooking and cleaning and being with the children and having their life the way they wanted it to be. And that was all good as well. And yet, you know, we had this world that worked for men and women for many thousands of years, and suddenly it became too confining, and women want to be independent. They don't want to be dependent on some dysfunctional man, and they want to express more of their masculine qualities, which is a good thing. Men wanted to express more of their feminine qualities. I'm a child of the 60s. you know, I grew my hair out, I wore beads, I got into fashion, I wanted to look good, you know, get high, follow my dreams, follow my passion. You know, that was the 60s. Well, for men, that was basically liberation to say, you know, I don't want to go to war and die. I'm going to protest for peace. I want a better world. You know, this was huge shift to doing, following your heart, following your feelings. Men changed. Women said, we don't want to just follow our hearts and be in the family. We want to be constructive, make a difference in the world, be independent, express our masculine qualities. And that's good. But it creates a whole new subset of problems.
Well,
we have all the old problems, and now we have new problems, and we haven't figured it out, and I have, and that's what my books are about. That's why I help people to find the balance as women go more to the masculine, how to come back and balance, use your marriage, use your relationships, use your life to find that balance, as what you were saying, love yourself as opposed to depending on someone else to give you permission to be yourself.
Well,
we
John,
have to learn
John,
how to do that for our partners as well.
Yes, John, you hit upon the word energy. We are energy beings. Every thought we have, every word we express, every action is an energy. And I think you were saying that male and females both have energy, and within that energy, they have both male attributes and female attributes.
Exactly.
And that's exactly correct. So there came a time when women wanted to express some of their male attributes, and men want, because you know what it is, I think since we have had the technology revolution and evolution, much more is being exposed and expressed, and people in the last 25 years have begun to reevaluate who they are and what life is about. And this
exactly.
is a spiritual shift as well as a physical shift. But let's go back to, outside the obvious physical differences, what do you see as the primary difference between men and women?
Oh, well, here's the difference. We can do, I can be nurturing to my grandchildren. I was a very nurturing father. I help to take care of things. I'm a loving person. These are all feminine qualities. Every man has them, but today the modern man has much more access to them. And women have access to their masculine energies. We define them as independence, being rational, being
yes.
logical, being decisive, being leaders. It's not that women can't be that. It's historically, women were pregnant all the time. They have no time to do that. They were dependent on men. And so their feminine energies could blossom. They could feel more love. Men, on the other hand, were developing their power and their competence and their strength, their competitiveness. Now women want that. And yes, they can have that. So on one level, we have both energies inside of us. But biologically, that's where we have to come down to things that are, you know, down here in the world. Philosophically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, we can be certain ways. But biologically, if we are to experience well-being, then women need to have a biological requirement. We now know is that if women don't have 20 times more estrogen than a man, they cannot be turned on by their husband, period. They cannot be happy in response to their husband the way they used to be when they fell in love. Then when they fell in love, there's a biological foundation for those feelings, and it's 20 times more estrogen. And when you're independent all day long, you're actually making testosterone, which lowers your estrogen over time. And so couples lose that passionate feeling they have in the beginning, and people today want more. They want that. On the flip side of this,
so what do
men
they, have, what do they have
men
to
have
do?
More testosterone. You ask for the biological differences first. I can't tell you what to do until you understand the problem.
Oh, okay.
The biological differences men need to have to be turned on to their wives, to be attracted to their wives, to be energetic, to feel that energy that he had in the beginning of the relationship. That's what people complain. Everything goes downhill after you get married for a while for many couples. It's the man's testosterone levels are dropping. This is the male hormone. The average man in America has half the this is average, not every man, but the average man in America has half the testosterone at 50 years old. This is like insanity. Medical doctors are saying that's now normal. It's not normal. It's never been the case. In indigenous societies, men's testosterone levels never drop unless they're depressed and a failure and rejected by their community and so forth. Whenever a man has prostate cancer or gets sick in his body, has low energy, has an addiction to a drug or whatever, he has low testosterone levels. He needs 20 times more than a woman to be happy and fulfilled. This is what's missing in the world. So here's what we need to recognize, that relationship skills stimulate hormones. When I get married, when a man gets married, just loving his wife so much, that's his female energies increasing, his testosterone levels go down. So he has to learn, and his wife has to learn, new skills to keep his testosterone up rather than having it go down. And then when a man has children, this is all measurable, his testosterone levels go down even more because he loves his children so much. He wants to be there for his children so much. All that love, which is a good thing, will lower his testosterone unless he has other awarenesses, which is how to keep his testosterone high. And so I wrote a whole book on that. You know, it's not a simple answer, but the simple answer is new relationship skills that a woman can provide and a man can understand in his marriage to keep his testosterone levels high. And for women, new relationship skills in order to keep her estrogen levels high. And the evidence of this is dramatic, is that women's hormones are so out of balance, men's hormones are so out of balance for men, and women have to have another one. So, for example, a simple thing. If I give my wife a hug, guess what happens? Estrogen levels go up. But if she's at work all day long, her estrogen's so low, she doesn't even know she needs a hug. She doesn't even want a hug. She's too busy worrying about everything and doing so much on her male side, she doesn't even know what her female side needs. And so what happens is she doesn't know how to communicate that, and she didn't have a mother who could communicate that, because probably her mother didn't feel the need for a hug because her mother was making estrogen all day long, didn't have the need for these extra types of support to increase estrogen. Now, I'm just mentioning hugs because that's one of the simplest. Communication is the most profound.
Yes, but John, I think in the past people didn't focus on this information, and now it's forthcoming, so there's a lot we can do. And in your book, you do give a lot of ways to deal with these situations and to help.
400 pages.
Yes, and to balance. So I want our listeners to know there's a great deal of practical content on how to not only understand these differences, but how to improve not only the communication, but actually things that you can do to balance not only your hormones, but to balance your understanding of the needs of people, not only your partners, but men and women in general. I want to say something here. In my book, The Living Spirit, I address the difference between men and women and how learning to communicate in better ways was advantageous to improving all communication in the whole world. And I wrote, over the years, many of my clients have expressed sadness about their inability to manifest and maintain loving, intimate relationships. There are skills and a certain amount of awareness that must be developed in order to draw the right connections to you. The divine source encompasses both the masculine and the feminine, hence the terms Father God and Mother Earth. Men and women are the human manifestation of these male and female energies. But while it is true that we are all aspects of Source, it is also true that men and women exhibit different energy, interests, hormonal structures, needs, and obligations. In addition, each of us has both male and female energies in varying degrees. We were just talking about that. And it is
Beautifully said. Nicely said.
And it is in utilizing both energies that we become well-functioning individuals, regardless of male or female, and can recognize the unique qualities of males and females. According to a study from the United Kingdom, University of Sheffield, there are even differences in the way men and women process the sound of the human voice. Men's brains hear women's voices first as music, so the brain goes into overdrive trying to analyze what is being said. It's not the pitch, but rather the vibration and number of sound waves that cause the problem. These differences often result in friction and miscommunication that can destroy even a loving connection. So I want to thank you, Dr. John Gray, author of Beyond Mars and Venus, 21st Century Gender Communication, for your informative and entertaining insights into an age-old need to understand the male and female psyche, and for a book that has practical ways for better communication and happier relationships between men and women. To learn more and to purchase this book, go to MarsVenus.com or Amazon.com. In summarizing today's episode of Healing From Within, we have been privileged to discuss with candor a very challenging and tremendously important topic, the way to better understand men and women, thereby understanding oneself, life, and our hopes for future evolution as universal citizens of the world. We need not be limited by stereotypes or false information of the past, but can be open-minded to the possibilities of advancing our individual and collective talents and build lives of true passion and joy. And we can learn and share love beyond ways of limited past assumptions and the restrictions that many of us have from our childhood, and achieve natural inclinations to thrive and foster greater relationships between men and women. In love, work, and play, we can teach our children to respect themselves, love themselves, and know themselves, both emotionally and physically, so they can approach all challenges, events, and relationships with greater efficacy. Knowledge and love are truly the way to transcend our biological and societal induced differences as men and women, and honor our uniqueness as souls having a physical life for the purpose of spiritual growth. John and I would have you view yourself and discover what is important for you to dream, achieve, and learn more about. Do not think in terms of your gender, but in terms of your unlimited potential to move through life supported by the ancestors and wisdom of the past, and move freely now to the newness of our equality and love for life, not only as men and women, but as entities of unlimited potential to evolve and thrive. I am Cheryl Glick, host of Healing From Within, and invite you to visit my website, CherylGlick.com, to read and listen to leaders in the metaphysical field of science, medicine, psychology, spirituality, the arts and music, education, and science. Share their experiences and views on self-investigation and the self-mastery of our emotions for more positive living. Shows may also be heard on webtalkradio.net and dreamvision7radio.com. Thank you for listening.